see that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it,
Yeah. Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was going to bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth. Yeah, you keep telling me that. Who is she?
We'll keep it right here, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Flood.
King of Crash.
The Colossus of Cloud. The Colossus of Cloud.
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERC Delivery and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery. And in for Bill Huggins this week is Ricky Huggins from Huggins and Scott Auctions, HugginsandScott.com. And along with our producer, George Katsarilos, we're on every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your collectibles. And Ricky, you got some big shoes to fill this week.
Yeah, how you doing, Tom?
Doing great. How are things going? Looks like the auction's rolling along.
Yeah. We also have Wade Hampton, who's an authenticator for James Spence Authentications here as well.
Okay, Wade Hampton from JSA. Okay, so if you have some Autograph authentication questions. There we go, Vince. What did I tell
you? We're starting already.
Okay, we have two drawings this week, and one of them is because people like me have trouble saying words like certificate of authenticity. Okay, here's how this developed. Upper Deck Hockey came in, I don't know, it's been in for a month or so, and every time somebody pulls the Young Gun rookie card of Teuvo Teravainen, nobody knows how to say it. And I don't know if you'd noticed over the weeks, Vince, but a lot of people, when they call in about autograph authenticating, they have trouble saying certificate of authenticity. So we're going to do two drawings this week. We've got the one drawing, we're giving away a box of 2013 Crown Royal football to anybody who calls in or the items that are tweeted to me. And they'll get in that drawing that Vince is going to have there on his papers. But then we're doing another one this week. Anyone who just, you don't even have to say it correctly, but if you say Teuvo Teravainen Certificate of Authenticity, you're going to be in a drawing for an Upper Deck Hockey box.
So they just got to make the attempt to say it, and then that's enough. That's the minimum requirement.
It's not that easy, but
it's going to be fun.
Now, Wade, when you're working at JSA and you're giving out certificates of authenticity, do you notice people struggle with that fairly often?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's really it's one of those things that when you're, especially if, I guess, if you're on the air and you're struggling for how to say it. So
just say COA just to save everybody.
COA,
yeah, shortcut. That's right. That's a good shortcut.
But that won't get you in the drawing, folks, if you try to say that today. So the number's 312-332-3776. Two drawings this week. You can get into either one. You don't have to say Teuvo I don't even know if this is right how I'm saying it, but I looked it up. See, I was going to make people say it correctly, but I'm not. And I looked it up how you're supposed to say it. I even put up on Twitter this link where the guy, like a joker, said it wrong on a thing. But I think it's Teuvo Teravainen is the way you pronounce it, certificate of authenticity. Or you don't even have to say it. You can just call in 312-332-3776 and you can get in the drawing for the other box. And meanwhile, we're going to be talking about some of the items in the HugginsandScott.com December auction. The bidding ends December 11th and things are rolling along. I guess, Ricky, that Ultimate Ripken collection, all this Cal Ripken graded stuff, $14,000 that's up to.
Yeah, it's doing pretty well. I think there's still a little bit of room left on that thing as well. But
It's a good
lot. Lots of cards in there.
I think a lot of these have. Now, when you're at, do you usually run the store, the Huggins and Scott retail store outside of Washington, D.C., or do you do a lot with the auctions? What do you usually handle during your weekly duties?
No, I do a lot of the day-to-day operations. I'm in the office. I don't run the retail store, but I answer phone calls and talk to consigners and all that type of stuff. So
Okay.
Mostly operations management of the store.
Okay, so you're, if we were comparing it to Pawn Stars, you'd be above Chumley. And...
I like to think so.
Yes, okay, that's good. Chumley, you know, I don't think he'd last in a lot of places, don't you think, Vince?
No. But he brings a certain character and flair for that.
For the show, he's got a sense of humor.
Him and Rick, you know, that's a good dynamic between them.
The work ethic, not the greatest.
No. Cuts a lot of corners, you know.
Right. Now, that Roberto Clemente bobblehead doll, that thing's kicking butt in... It's a 1961 to 63 Roberto Clemente bobblehead doll. That baby's up to $1,500. Great start for that.
Yeah, those things are pretty rare. You see them every once in a while, but when you get them in that nice of condition, I mean, they take off.
You guys get a lot of bobbleheads in your auctions.
Yeah, they're cool.
They seem to be doing really well. A lot of more and more collectors of the bobbles.
Yeah.
Was that given away as like a promo at... in Pittsburgh, or what's the history behind that, Ricky?
I think that was at the games in Pittsburgh in the early 60s that you got those.
I think they were sold at the concession stand.
Yeah, I think you're right, because they had the same type thing, like there's a Mantle and a Maris at Yankee Stadium. They did that. I think you're right. Now, here's a JSA authenticated item, 1931 Tour of Japan team-signed baseball with Gehrig, Cochran and Lefty Grove. How many do you see the Tour of Japan items come in very often, Wade?
Yeah, absolutely. I think we see such a wide variety of different types of autographs. I mean, I think that themes such as the Tour of Japan are always very popular. Believe it or not, it seems like there's a lot of it out there for as exclusive of a piece as it is. This one's really a nice one. With the display, and the whole ball is just really spectacular. It's a nice piece.
A lot of big names on it.
Oh, yes, sir?
Lots of big names on that one. Now, did anybody bring any to JSA of this year's, where the baseball players from this year went to Japan? Have you seen anything from them?
I haven't had anything from this year that I remember, but I have seen them over the last few years when the MLB All-Stars go over and play in Japan. We will see items come back from those events, and you know, again, they're very collectible. It's a cross cultural thing. There's a lot of collectors in Japan who really love baseball, so always a lot of fun to see that stuff.
Well, Clancy from Homewood is on the line. You're going to try your Tavo, Clancy?
Yes.
Okay. Now, we don't have a drum roll, or we'd give you a drum roll. Okay. You have to say his name along with Certificate of Authenticity.
Okay, Tavo Teravignan, Certificate of Authenticity.
Oh!
Not bad.
You nailed it. That's like getting a 10 on a dive in the Olympics there. Now, do you also have a question for value of an item, or you're just a Tavo guy?
No, I don't have any questions on a value. I'm sure my boys would on some baseball cards, but...
Do they have anything any good? They've been collecting for a while?
They've got some of my old ones, but I don't know. There's hundreds of them. We've never really gone through them too much. They go through them all the time. They tape them to walls and stuff. They're big into hockey. I got four boys, and they really want to go to a hockey game for Christmas.
Okay, well, there you go. You know, speaking of that, well, two things here, Clancy. Now you're in the drawing for the Upper Deck Hockey Box because – you nailed Tavo Teravignan's Certificate of Authenticity. Now, but also tickets. I wanted to talk about tickets because I was just talking about this. I picked up from one of our listeners. I got a couple of tickets for a gift for a Bulls game. So Clancy, you could always get, this would be a great Christmas gift for your boys, Blackhawk hockey tickets. But I'm one of those guys that likes the ticket stubs. Now, I'm sure, like, even Ricky Huggins, you can say, some of these ticket stubs can go for a lot of money. They're a neat collectible. Now they got this thing where you can print out the sheets. I'm not into that. I'm not buying that. I want the ticket stubs myself.
Right. Ticket stubs are way better than
Especially they used to do some designs on some of them. I like that. I'm not a print the sheet guy. I'll tell you, I'm not in that. I know. It's got to be saving somebody some money. It's costing us more money, though, to print it, too.
You can even reprint those, you know?
Yeah.
You can reprint them.
Oh, you can?
Yeah, because
okay.
I had a problem with one stuck in a printer, so I had to reprint it.
Oh.
So, hey, reprint it. No
yeah,
problem.
Well, that's good that you can do that.
Yes.
I was wondering that. What if it got caught in the rain and it got damaged or something?
Yeah.
Now, how do they know it's not somebody else? Well, it's the same
barcode,
seat,
it gets scanned one time, I guess, and, you know, so they figure it out. They got ways.
These are
sure.
things that go through my mind during the week. That I mull them over, and I'm wondering. Then I start to think, what am I thinking? Why am I wasting my time here? Lester from Michigan City's on the line. What do you have there, Lester?
Yes. Good morning, everybody.
Hi.
I have six cards of football players from the Frankfurt Galaxy. I guess that was an old NFL thing that they had back in the day.
Now, what year do you think they're from, Lester?
I have no idea, but on the plastic pouch they came in, it said that Frankfurt won the championship in 95 and 99. So, had to been in that area when I got them. And I wondered if they're worth anything.
So, you're talking about the 1990s?
Yeah.
Well, what even football league is this?
The World Football League.
World Football League. Okay. You know anything about these, Ricky?
They're
not too exciting, huh?
the USFL ones are exciting because they have the rookies in them, but the World Football League didn't really get the names that the USFL did.
Yeah, I didn't even, that one just passed me right by. Now, yes. Lester, did you hear what we were talking about with Teuvo Teravainen?
Yes.
Can you do it? Well, it's a good thing, Lester, that we didn't have to say it right to be in the drawing, but you gave it a shot, so you're in, Lester.
That's right.
Good job.
You tried to swing the bats.
Usually guys, when they pull them out of the packs, that's kind of how they're saying it. So Lester joins the drawing for the box. Okay. Now, let's also, don't forget, now you can tweet me an item on Twitter. T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID. And now here's an item. This is a good question for Wade from JSA Autograph Authentication is on. A guy brought in a Gordie Howe. Mike stopped by with this, Vince, for the drawing purposes. It's a Gordie Howe signed, personalized, and framed photo. Now, it's personalized to somebody like Richard or something. And it looks like a vintage signature. It's light fading on it. But this has all kinds of things in it, Wade. Is a vintage signature better? And then how much does it hurt being personalized?
The vintage is great. You know, the best thing about Gordie is, realistically, his signature hasn't changed really substantially in 60 years. A vintage photo with a vintage signature is definitely more desirable. The personalization will absolutely hurt the value in the sense that unless you have a really common name or someone who's looking for a Richard photo, it's going to take a little bit of the value.
Right.
Hard to know what the exact value is without knowing the size of it. An 8x10 vintage with a steel tip signature, $100, maybe. A more modern version, as Gordie's health is kind of going down a little bit, they're rising, and it's a popular signature. People have a lot of memories of Gordie, and really, he's a legend. So.
Yeah, we wish him the best, by the way. It sounds like he's had a couple of bad strokes, and it really isn't doing well health-wise.
I've had the pleasure of meeting him a couple times, and what a wonderful man.
Boy, he really does seem like everybody I've ever heard that's met him, and he was one of the few guys, I think even Bobby Hull used to say he didn't like to go, behind the net when Gordie Howe was there. I guess he was not only a big-time scorer, but he was tougher than nails, too. So, great player.
Those elbows go flying around behind the net pretty quickly,
Yes. That's right. Now, let's get one more call before the break here. We've got Chuck from Chicago on the line. What do you have there, Chuck?
How you doing, guys? I have a 1985 Bears Super Bowl program autographed by Walter Payton, Mike Ditka, Dan Hampton, Jim McMahon.
Okay, since you didn't get all Hall of Famers on there, McMahon isn't a Hall of Famer. Originally, I was going to say maybe just keep Hall of Famers on that. With who you have on there, I would try to keep getting, and Wade and Ricky, tell me what you think about this, but if it were me, I'd keep trying to get as many Bears to sign that. Only the ones that were on the Super Bowl roster, though. No other Bears.
Right, if sure.
But you got Walter, you got Ditka, so having Walter on there is the biggie. Now, would you guys agree with that, as far as value-wise or just something fun to do, too?
Yeah, I would just try to make sure that you can get the autographs in consistent form. So if everybody signed in blue Sharpie or something, continue on with that, or try to get them to use the same instrument to sign it.
So that really helps, and that's a good tip. I've never actually even thought of that for doing the team signed items. But yeah, that's a good tip. All right, Chuck, now you're gonna try the Tuvo? Tavo?
Yeah, well, in Chicago we call Tuvo Teravainen, certificate of authenticity.
Very good.
Yeah. Okay, you're in the drawing, and it's time for a short break. The number is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. Give us a call with a question about a value of a collectible, and we've got two drawings to do today. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Attention sports collectors. Are you looking to expand your collection? Bidding is open now in Huggins & Scott's Auctions current event and ends December 11th. Huggins & Scott Auctions is a sports memorabilia auction company that specializes in selling vintage baseball, football, and graded cards, signed autographed vintage sports memorabilia, and Americana collectibles. Visit them online at HugginsAndScott.com to register for their event or call them at 301-608-0355. That's 301-608-0355. Got a shipment that needs to get out the door today and overnight delivery is just too slow? Then call ERC Delivery Service 24/7, 365 days a year. ERC will get your document, package, or truckload of merchandise where you need it, when you need it delivered, guaranteed. And it's not just Chicagoland. ERC has dedicated daily routes that include Milwaukee, Rockford, and Indiana. Call ERC Delivery Service 630-516-1199. That's 630-516-1199.
Chicago basketball.
I'm from a blue collar family where everybody works hard.
Taj Gibson.
So when I go to work, I really look at the small things. I look at people going on a train, look at people tired with bags on their back, going for a long day at work in the snow. That's what I think about. I play for the people that wish they could live their dream up, but they couldn't. But when I'm on the court, I want them to feel like he goes hard.
To join the season ticket waiting list, visit Bulls.com or call 312-455-4000.
And now, another great hit from Flo. Discounts from Progressive are good.
Why is a strike bad in baseball if it's good in bowling? And then someone told me about a basketball strike. That sounds bad, but I'm not quite sure. But I think we all can agree it's good to get discounts from Progressive.
Progressive offers lots of discounts to help you save.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
I'm a donut. I'm a pony. I'm a sassy new haircut.
Experts say about 380 billion photos will be taken this year. That's thousands of photos a minute.
I'm three girls making duck faces. I'm a grown man in a wizard costume.
They're on phones, computers, external hard drives, and SD cards.
I'm a mascot making an inappropriate gesture. I'm a drunk bachelorette.
With Live Home, you'll have every photo and video you've ever taken, all in one place. Live Home is a 2 terabyte drive that automatically pulls all your photos and videos from all of your devices, puts them in a single secure library, and gives you instant access to your entire collection from anywhere.
I'm a piece of toast. That kind of looks like Albert Einstein.
Put 100,000 photos and videos on your Live Home, and you'll have 100,000 photos and videos on your phone, tablet, or laptop while hardly using any storage. Learn more at mylive.com. That's my, L-Y-V-E.com. Now available at amazon.com.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery. In for Bill Huggins this week is Ricky Huggins from Huggins and Scott Auctions. And we also have Wade Hampton from JSA Autograph Authentication on the line. So if you have an autograph authentication question, and you can say that, that is a tongue twister.
You're jamming today with
Peter
those pronunciations.
Piper picked up. So give us a call, 312-332-3776 with a question about the value of an item or an autograph question. You'll get in a drawing. We're giving away a box of 2013 Crown Royal football. And also, we have a separate drawing when you call in if you want to try to pronounce Blackhawks prospect Teuvo Teravainen's name, and you have to say Teuvo Teravainen Certificate of Authenticity on a Sunday morning, and depending on how late you were out last night, that might not be an easy thing to say. But then you get in another drawing for an Upper Deck hockey box. Now, Wade and Ricky, were you guys out on the town last night, or were you guys in bed early like good boys?
Not too early. We watched the UFC fight last night, actually.
Oh, so. Did you? Yeah.
That was a split decision, wasn't it?
It was.
Wow.
We just got in a UFC, what is it called? Tops UFC, I forget what it's called, but it's a pack with one hit per pack. That's a pretty popular collectible. Do you guys get into that stuff at all?
Oh, yeah. It's really a popular, the genre itself has really taken hold. I mean, the popularity of those athletes is pretty amazing right now.
Yeah, right. It's kind of taken, it seems like it's moving boxing to the back burner almost.
Oh, absolutely. And then you throw in, the Ronda Rouseys of the world and people really get interested.
Yeah, her autographs and memorabilia cards do real well. Vince Kyle, Kyle,
sure,
that comes in a regular T-Crown, he gets an autograph of every UFC fighter that if there's ever a new one in, he wants to get him. He's got a collection going back to when they first started doing it. Don't you guys think that could turn out to be a really good collection?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I could see some.
As the popularity of this work grows, people will have interest in all aspects of, especially the start of, its mainstream popularity. It'll definitely have a lot of value there.
Yeah, I agree. Now, Riverview guy, we're going to put you in both drawings, but I don't want to hear anything about what you have. The only thing I want to hear from you today is Teuvo Teravainen Certificate of Authenticity, really fast.
Teuvo Teravainen Certificate of Authenticity.
Not yes, bad. You Very nailed good. It, Riverview guy. All right. So you got an old movie collection. We'll talk about that another week. You nailed it. You're in the Upper Deck drawing.
Great.
Okay.
Very good.
The Riverview guy is in. Boy, he nailed that baby. Okay, next on the line, waiting patiently, is Paul from Kenosha. How things going there, Paul?
Pretty good, pretty good.
Good.
Not so good after that Big Ten game last night, but.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, let's see.
Washington was on the wrong end of 59-0.
Yeah, that was a surprise. I thought that was going to be a better game. Now, don't you agree, I like this college football Final Four. It's almost like March Madness for the whole season, and you can't do March Madness for college football, but I kind of like doing this Final Four. Don't you think that puts Ohio State in the Final Four?
I think it should, but...
Yeah, they might not make it, but I think it should.
Yeah.
So what do you have there, Paul?
I have a question for you, since you're those experts. I get a lot of the emails from the different card memorabilia shops around the area, and is there anything worth investing in as far as players' jerseys? Is that a market that's going anywhere? Because they sent me a thing that they have an Eddie Lee, Eddie Lacy jersey autographed for, authentic jersey for $149 right now.
Well, autographed jersey prices are definitely down from where they were a few years ago. But Wade and Ricky, what do you think of the future of signed jerseys? Is that an item you'd recommend getting, or would you recommend a different item, or just what the guy likes?
It's mostly what you like when it comes to that. I mean, the modern guys, their popularity and the price fluctuate as how they do on the field. But, I mean, the legends and everything, I would think that their value is going to hold strong, the Hall of Famers and stuff.
I think absolutely. I think that, you know, anytime you're talking about a premium item such as a jersey or a helmet or an oversized photo, I think there's value in that. I think what's changed is the accessibility of jerseys to regular fans. You know, they print these up and they make a lot of different jerseys. And I think in that sense, I think that they're able to be had a lot easier than they were in the past. And these guys do signings. So there's a lot of them out there, but I think that, you know, you catch the right player who ends up having the right career. If Eddie Lacy ends up continuing what he's doing now and ends up in the Hall of Fame, you're going to have something special there. And I think that it's a great collectible, and you know, people do really enjoy jerseys.
And if, Paul, if you do like you think it would look neat in a frame display in your house, then sure, go ahead. If nothing else, you got a great decoration, right, and a good memory and all that to go with it. Now, Teuvo Teravainen, you want to give it a shot, Paul?
Why not?
Okay.
Teuvo Teravainen, Certificate of Authenticity.
You nailed it, boy. Very We've good. Got a very alert group today.
Everybody's
like
doing
it.
Very well.
Yeah. Now, speaking of jerseys, Superman Todd actually stopped by T-Crown yesterday, and he had been yesterday morning. He was at the White Sox garage sale. I tweeted a picture of this. This was neat. It's a Jermaine Dye Jackie Robinson Day game-worn jersey with a big dirt stain on the front
really?
Of it.
Wow.
Now,
nice.
You guys, from a game-worn jersey that you get, that it doesn't hurt the value to get Jermaine Dye to sign that, right? Maybe it helps the value of it if he does get him to sign it down the road?
Yeah, it certainly can't hurt. It doesn't hurt it at all. I think the dirty part always helps. I've been a collector of game-used memorabilia for a long time personally, and you know, anytime you get a jersey that's got some dirt on it or shows some unique signs of use, people will try to photo match those. And then, you know, you also, same thing with bats and that type of thing. People really enjoy just kind of seeing the, you know, the aftermath of a game.
Yeah, I like it too. It really looked cool. The picture looks great. Now, and the fact that this was a number 42 Jackie Robinson Day jersey, is that better value?
I would say so. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that you can market to a day, so, you know, again, when it comes back to looking for that jersey and finding a picture of Jermaine wearing it with the stain on it, that's another fun addition. You know, you end up, like you were talking earlier, getting that framed, put a picture of him wearing the jersey in there, and I think you have a really neat collectible.
Yeah, I agree. I like the idea that the teams are starting to do that now, where they get some items like that out to the fans. They have the garage sales or whatever. I think that's a great idea. I'm all in on that one. Tom from Portage, Indiana, is on the line. What's new, Tom?
Not too much. Just I got a Ryan Sandberg autographed card. I was wondering what I'd have to do to get a certificate of authenticity on it.
Okay, what year is it from?
It's Don Russ Diamond King. It's like, I'm not exactly sure of the year. It's like early to mid-90s.
Okay, now Wade, what do you guys do with that? Do you, what are his options for getting an autographed card authenticated?
We offer a few options there. You know, you're always welcome to mail it to our offices, and we can do the work on it there. We would offer two services online like that: a basic certificate, which would be a sticker on the item with a matching cert card registered on our website, or an upgraded full letter of authenticity, which is a signed and notarized document with a photograph of your item as the authenticity. And then we have a third option where we have a partnership with Beckett, and we can encapsulate a card and put it in a very nice holder for the authentication, and that way you don't have to have a sticker on the item. And you know, people can go all three different ways with that. It kind of depends on what your interest in keeping the item is or selling it. People go a lot of different directions, but we can definitely help you out. You just have to go to SpenceLOA.com, and you can print up a submission form there, or we make public appearances all over the country. I know next week I'll be in Wisconsin for 3 days to the public, and be happy to see you at a local event, or you can happily mail it in to us.
Now, Tom, I really like that third option where, especially if the card's like in great shape and you can get the card graded and the autograph's in great shape, having it in a BGS holder with a grade and the authentication on that, to me, that's a great item. Now,
oh, yeah, they're wonderful. People really love the holders.
Oh, boy, and they seem to just be getting hotter and hotter, those the vintage, especially some of the vintage stuff with those autographs on them.
Absolutely.
Now, Tom, you want to give the Teuvo a shot? Tom, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
You know what I'm talking about? Okay. You want to give it a shot?
Tavo Taravaglia Certificate of Authenticity.
You're in. Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad. I've heard worse.
Taravaglia. That brings it down a couple notches.
That sounds like,
that's pretty good.
You know, like he would have started in Rocky or something. All right. That's a good one. Next on the line, we have Scott from New Lenox. What's new there, Scott?
Not much. I got a small item. It's no Tavo Taravaglia Certificate of Authenticity.
Oh, Scott,
wow.
He's in.
Confidently.
Yes.
Confidently.
Wow.
Yeah, I actually have a little league bat that I played with when I was a kid. It's a brown, chocolate brown Louisville Slugger. It's got Harold Baines' name on it, and it was signed by Harold Baines. And my father actually had it authenticized way back when.
Okay, now, there you go. Now, there you go. See, you did it with Tavo, but then you went to a whole new word with that. Wade and Ricky, what do you think of a Louisville Slugger? It's a mini bat, right?
It's a 27 in length.
Little league bat.
It's a little league bat.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a great collectible. I think that, you know, an item like that sounds like it probably has a lot more value to you as a personal item, something you used and enjoyed, and then to have Harold sign it is great, especially if you're from the Chicago area. You know, value, I think that, you know, that's probably $100, $200, something of that nature. Probably to you, it's worth a little bit more, Tom, because it has a lot of history for you.
Yeah, Scott, there's not a lot of guys looking for Scott's Little League bats signed by Harold Baines. I know there's some demand for that, but not a ton. There's not a ton. I have yet to have somebody come in and teak around and say, you know, Scott from New Lenox, can you get me a Little League bat of his signed by Harold Baines? I'll look it up. It is a great item.
All right, but when that day happens, you make sure you call me.
Yeah,
right?
we'll get a premium on it for you, Scott.
Next, you had a game used inscription. People really love that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, Skay, he might have hit a home run over the center field fence, a 220 shot in Little League. You never know. Lou, is Lou actually in Atlanta calling? Lou, are you just visiting in the area?
No. I would... It's too cold and too much crime in Chicago.
Come on, Lou.
I can't get up there.
They're both overblown. It's going to be like 50 this week, Lou, and crime, you know, a little bit here and there,
but every big city has it.
Yeah, you're right. I'm just being facetious.
So, Lou, do you listen online in Atlanta, or do you actually?
I do, Tom, and actually I want to thank you personally for following me on Twitter, and I sent you a piece on your Twitter account, and you answered it right away, and it was the piece, I got it right here. It was the Marshall Faulk piece. It was the Becky Marshall Faulk piece, and you told me about it online. So I have
thanks for listening, Lou. Keep listening.
Absolutely. And I'm not a Tavo Taravaglia Certificate of Authenticity. Nice pieces here. Okay.
Wait a minute, Lou. Vince, if he wins from the randomizer, would you guys deliver it to Atlanta? Then you're going to be in on that, too.
I appreciate that, Tom.
Vince from ERC, there's no better person to deal with. If you need something delivered, Vince at ERC Delivery, check it out, folks.
Thanks.
Okay, back to you, Lou.
Yeah, you got a good following online, and we appreciate you guys keeping the collectibles in the on the virtual world. Okay, I got two pieces for you. As I mentioned, Tom, I am from St. Louis, so I have a 1984 USA United States baseball team Mark McGwire rookie card signed, and it's in grade A shape, top A shape.
Now, Wade and Ricky, what do you think of that? McGwire, a lot of his items have dropped, but it seems like his autographs are still hanging strong. What do you guys think of his Team USA from the 80s signed?
I think it's a great card. It's his rookie card, and it definitely still holds value. You know, there was a period of time, obviously, you know, during the home run chase where that thing was, you know, through the roof. But I still think it's a valuable card. I kind of refer to Ricky for a value on that.
Yeah, I mean, with the signature on it, it's definitely
rare than you see his auto or his rookie card pretty frequently. With a signature on it, maybe in the $200 to $300, maybe $400 range.
Yeah, I'm thinking the same thing. And thanks for the call, Lou. It's time for another short break here already. The number's 312-332-3776. We're on till 8. Hang in there. We'll be right back.
Want to know if your autograph collectibles are authentic and ready to sell? Then look no further than James Spence Authentications, the most trusted name in autograph authentication. JSA has many different authentication services, including online certification verification to fit your needs. They are the leaders of the autograph authentication industry. For details, visit them at spencelloa.com or by phone at 973-898-1300.
ESPN Radio.
With the action on the court, the diamond, or the gridiron.
Comes alive.
The NBA.
The San Antonio Spurs are the world champions.
Major League Baseball.
The Boston Red Sox have won the World Series.
The new college football playoff.
The Seminoles have completed the perfect season.
Your home for the best in sports play-by-play.
ESPN Radio.
There's a controversial performance-enhancing product hitting the streets this fall. You don't have to secretly inject it in your clubhouse. There are no horrifying side effects, and it won't put you in the ER if it lasts longer than 4 hours. But it will make you unnaturally warm. Introducing TurboDown from Columbia Sportswear. It's injected with OmniHeat insulation and enhanced with OmniHeat Reflective that reflects your heat back to you. It's like a down jacket on steroids, but it's legal.
Turbo Down from Columbia Sportswear. Available at Sports Authority.
This week on Geico's Stuff Found in Your Car, we look inside your rear door pocket.
Oh, hey. Yeah, me, the almond. Possibly one of the healthiest snacks, just rolling around in the crumbs of inferior foods. You were too busy to save me, but are you too busy to switch your car insurance to Geico where you could save hundreds of dollars in just 15 minutes? Probably not. Saving money with Geico is awesome. Almonds, on the other hand, are just a superfood. No big deal.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
It doesn't matter if we're talking about sports or life in general. When you want something done right, you look to the pros. Nowhere is that more true than when it comes to your vehicle. That's why when you walk in any Napa Auto Parts store, you're getting more than just parts. You're getting Napa know-how, the professional advice to help you get the job done right the first time. So next time you need the right part for your car, only trust the quality parts and professional advice at your local Napa store. Conquer the job with Napa know-how.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
Welcome back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery. And this week in for Bill Huggins is Ricky Huggins from Huggins and Scott Auctions. And also we have Wade Hampton from JSA Autograph Authentication. If you have autograph questions, we're lined up and ready to go. And Russ on Twitter just sent me a note that says, table chair evicted and certificate of authenticity. He says, that's how Google prints when you say table Teravignan certificate of authenticity. Table chair evicted, okay.
What is it, like a voice recognition?
I guess it must be. It must be, yeah.
Interesting.
Okay, so we got a lot of callers waiting here. Now, don't forget the HugginsandScott.com auction. The December auction is currently, the bidding is going on. It ends... That ends, Ricky, December 11th, correct?
Yeah, on Thursday.
Now, can if somebody hasn't already registered with you, can they still register with you and get in to bid this week?
Yeah, absolutely. They just need to do so and bid by 10 p.m. on Thursday. They can join all the way up until then, so they don't need to be a member now.
How tough is it to register?
Not that hard at all. You just go to our website, and on the upper left-hand side, click register for new customers. Just follow the steps.
All right, very good. That's HugginsandScott.com, and they've got all kinds of stuff on there. There's a JFK signed index card. They've got these PSA graded sets, 1956 Topps baseball complete set. It's number 46 on the registry, a 7.04 average, $6,500 that's at right now. A 59 set, number 35 on the registry, 7.2 average. It's at 47.50. So there's all kinds of stuff, autographed items, memorabilia, whatever, on HugginsandScott.com. So check it out, and we'll get to. We got a ton of callers waiting here, so let's get right to them. Tom, thanks for waiting. What do you have there, Tom?
Hey guys, how are you?
Good.
Hey, I'll get this out of the way. Tara Begman. Certificate of Authenticity.
Very good. Tom is in the drawing for the upper deck, and now for the question that gets you in the other drawing.
What's that, sir?
Do you have a question?
I got a couple balls, actually. Three balls, signed authentic balls. I have a Ted Williams, a Yogi Berra, and a Hank Aaron.
Oh, very nice. Now, I would rank those value-wise. Williams, Aaron, if they're all, let's say they're all top shape, Williams, Aaron, Berra, from high to low, Wade and Ricky, is there any one of those three that like really stands out as more? If you can get a beautiful ball with a beautiful signature, are they all, you know, pretty closely bunched?
Well, I think the Ted kind of climbs above a little bit. That's probably the most valuable ball there. Depending on condition, you know, it's anywhere from, you know, 300 to 600. If it happens to have an inscription, it jumps up from there. With our letter of authenticity, it's definitely a valuable piece. And
the Aaron and the Berra in the neighborhood of 150 to 200. The Aaron's probably a little bit better than the Berra. It also depends if the signatures are vintage, especially, then those prices are inflated for sure.
It seems like Aaron's signature has gotten a little rough lately. You know, a little choppier, I guess you would call it. So probably early ones of him would look quite a bit better. But thanks for the call, Tom. Next on the line, Neil from Orland Park. Thanks for waiting. Neil, what do you have?
In 1972, I think it was Mobile or Sonicville put out a sticker book for the NFL, all the 24 teams at that time, and I don't know what that's worth.
Oh, boy, the sticker book, I kind of remember that. I've never seen any of those for sale recently. You ever see those, Ricky?
Was that the Sunoco ones?
Yes.
Is it just one, or do you have all the different? Because each team, I believe, had one of those packs.
I came in one booklet with all 24 teams.
Okay. Who's on the cover of the book? What team?
The Cowboys, I believe.
How about them Cowboys?
They made them for the other teams, too, on the front with the stamps all inside. They're a couple bucks a piece. The whole set of them, which is, I believe, every team on the cover, you get 50 bucks or so.
Well, Neil, maybe if you hang on to that for another couple hundred years, you'll really have something. Right now, not that valuable. Now, but can you say the table?
Table, Tara, man. Certificate of Authenticity.
Who was that again, Neil?
Table, Tara. Forget it.
Okay, Neil's in. He gave it a shot. He's got to be in. Okay, next on the line we have Mark from Chicago. What's new, Mark?
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I got a Bulls pennant, Jordan's rookie year, signed by the whole team.
Including Michael?
Yes.
Ooh, I like that. And I don't, that's something I haven't seen either. You guys see that come through very often?
Yeah, signed pennants are pretty popular. We see a lot of those from the 80s and 90s, probably more so. I think it kind of has not been as popular of a collectible lately. Obviously a rookie era Jordan signature is extremely collectible and valuable. You know, depending on the condition again, I mean, I hate to say that always, but the condition matters so much in our business. I think you're looking at somewhere in the upper hundreds, maybe to $1,000, maybe. I think, depending on how it looks, definitely very collectible.
Ricky, that would be a good item for a Huggins and Scott auction, don't you think?
Yeah, absolutely. Have you had it looked at by JSA for authentication yet?
No.
Okay, right, well,
it's definitely the first step to be turning it into something that's sellable.
Yeah, and if you did want to put it in a Huggins and Scott auction, you guys have a deal, Ricky, because you get so many things authenticated, where it would be a pretty good rate for them that you pass along. If they are going to auction it with you, you would get it authenticated for them also.
Yeah, absolutely. You just have to contact us, either email in or call us at the office. And if it's something you're interested in selling, we can definitely talk about what we need to do going forward.
The number at Huggins and Scott Auctions is 301-608-0355. Are you a Blackhawks fan, Mark?
Yes, I am.
You want to give it a shot?
Tavo Teravignan, Certificate of Authenticity.
Ooh, impressive. Are you in line to be their next announcer after that one? That was good. Next on the line, we have Randy from Wooddale. What's new, Randy?
Thanks, guys, for taking my call. I've got two different type of Derek Jeter rookie cards.
Okay.
I've got one from Bowman, Derek Jeter Yankee rookie card from 92, Bowman number 511.
Okay.
And I've also got a Score Select Derek Jeter rookie card from 92, and it just talks about his high school stats.
Probably 93, right? I think the Jeter rookies were 93.
Bowman.
Yeah. Now, in high grade, how does the, let's say you got a BGS 9.5, or even if you could get a BGS 10 on that, Ricky, what do you think?
The Bowman is probably $10 to $15 on the score. The problem with that is there's so many Jeter rookie cards that
they'd have to be high grade. I guess you'd have to look.
They're mint. They're mint condition.
Well, you'd have to get those graded, and then we'd check on the Beckett history and see how many they've had graded and how many got. If you could somehow get a pristine 10, then you're talking some really good bucks on those, Randy. Now, you want to give the Tavo a shot?
Not really.
Come on, Randy, give it a shot.
Geez, Terry Ivo. I can't.
Okay, well, that was a good enough shot. We'll put you in. Next on the line is Jim from Munster, Indiana. What's new, Jim?
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
I enjoy your show.
Thanks.
Welcome. Tavo Teravignan, Certificate of Authenticity.
You got it. It took a second, but you got it. You're in. Jim from Munster is in the drawing. Okay, now any question on value?
Yeah, I have a Wheaties box that was never used. It wasn't, cereal was never in it because the guy gave it to me, told me that it would be worth more money.
So you went to the grocery store and the grocer said, here, take this one with no cereal. This will be a good one.
No, the guy that took the pictures.
Okay.
For the Wheaties box.
Yeah.
Got me the Wheaties box.
Okay. Now, who's on the cover?
Michael Jordan.
Okay. And you got it signed?
Yeah, I took it and got it signed by Michael Jordan.
See, to me, that's the only way I would have any interest in a Wheaties box. I have not been a big collector on that. But what do you think, guys, Jordan signed Wheaties? Does it depend which one?
I guess the only thing would be the era. To affect the value would be if it's rookie era, and that's when he signed it, but then it would increase the value. If it's just signed at a later date with his more common signature, it's probably in the $400 or $500 range.
Wow, not bad, Jim. Next on the line, we have John from Shorewood. What is new, John?
I'm looking for the Tavo Teravignan Certificate of Authenticity.
Oh, you're rolling there, John. You're a Blackhawks fan, aren't you? I can tell.
Absolutely.
Okay. What's
up? The other item I'm looking at is a Chicago Cubs mascot carafe, whiskey carafe. And I was just checking the value on something like that.
Okay, now George has written up here Tavo Cubs carafe, so that you put them all together, you might have something. If you got, but I don't think a Cubs carafe, unless it's celebrating their World Series to come victory, I don't think it's going to be worth too much.
Okay.
Yeah, but you're in the drawings, both drawings. Who knows? Right. You could win them both, John.
All right, thanks a lot. Take care. Right.
Next on the line, we have Bruce from Bloomington. That's a tongue twister
there. That's right. It's Bruce from Bloomington.
What do you have, Bruce?
Yes, I have I know he's taken a hit recently. That's his own fault. But Alex Rodriguez, I have a card that I had to send in a redemption for from the 1997 Donruss signature.
Oh, okay. So you have the autographed card from 97 Donruss.
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. His stuff really has taken a hit. And I don't know if it's going to come back. I don't know what's going to happen with him. And not only his, just from the steroids, but a lot of things, just personal stuff.
His whole demeanor in the media and when you see him when he talks, it's just so self-centered.
Do you think he's going to come back, Vince, and play for the Yankees even?
I know he wants to. He wants to prove himself that he's worthy, but it's tough.
It doesn't seem like they want him.
No.
I don't know. He's going to have to come back and play and do something. What do you guys think, Wade and Ricky? Do you think obviously his stuff has dropped. Do you think the future's going to be more drop in prices for him, or do you think there's a chance for it to come back?
I think it depends on how Alex handles when he gets back on the field. You know, I think obviously, you know, his numbers speak for themselves. I mean, you know, the 500 home run club, you know, all that. I think that he comes back and he's maybe a little humble and figures out a way to kind of endear himself to the fans and, you know, figures out what he wants to do with the whole steroid thing. There's definitely going to be value there, but I think that his mass popularity is definitely going to be affected by some of the scandals he's dealt with recently.
Yeah, if he could come back and hit 330 with 45 homers and be clean when he's doing it, I don't see that happening. That comes back. I think you could see a comeback in his stuff. Now, Bruce, real quick, you want to TAVO it?
Yes, TAVO, Tara Vignan, Certificate of Authenticity.
Oh, beautiful. You're in the drawings, both drawings.
He did that with ease. That
he
was
really
easy
did.
For him there.
We've got a lot of future announcers calling in today, without a doubt. Mike from Elgin's on the line. What's new, Mike?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I got a official regular-sized Hall of Fame helmet that was signed by Joe Montana. The year he was inducted, the night before he was inducted in 2000.
Okay. Did he put an inscription with the induction on there?
Yeah, it was HOF 2000.
Okay.
You said it was a full-size helmet?
Yes, full-size Canton Hall of Fame helmet.
Is it an authentic helmet or a replica helmet, if you don't mind me asking?
It's an authentic.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's a good item. The helmet itself is worth a few hundred dollars.
Yeah.
I think that's probably a, you know, $400 piece, probably somewhere around there, Ricky.
Yeah, I would say so. Especially with the inscription, you know, he does sign that one now, obviously, but it's still tough. Normally, you don't see it; it's just his name. So, having the inscription of Hall of Fame definitely helps.
The signed helmets, that's a good item for football too. You want to give it a shot, Mike? The TAVO?
No, I hadn't been listening that long. I don't know what you guys are.
All you have to do with TAVO is say TAVO Teravignan Certificate of Authenticity.
TAVO Teravignan Certificate of Authenticity.
There you go. You're in. Close enough.
Not bad for being put into the spotlight just out of nowhere, you know?
Teravignan. I wonder. Look that up in the dictionary. What's a Teravignan? Zach from Schaumburg. Last call of the day. Zach, what's new?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Morning.
All right. So, question. So, I had a baseball given to me probably 5 years ago, and it has what we think are a World Series winning New York Yankees team on it. There's autographs that I've seen on there from Jason Giambi, Joe Torre, Derek Jeter, and I haven't really been able to get a good leeway on a price.
Okay, guys, we only have a few seconds left. Wade or Ricky, can you give a value if that is one of the Yankees team signed balls from, you know, there?
Giambi would date it a little bit later into the 2000s. You know, that's something that we specialize in is team signed baseballs at JSA. I think that, you know, that could be anywhere from probably, depending on the year, $400 to $1,000.
Very good.
Okay, awesome.
And then, real quick, you want to try the TAVO, Zach?
Yeah, one more time. TAVO.
TAVO Teravignan Certificate of Authenticity.
TAVO Teravignan Certificate of Authenticity.
Okay, you're in. All right. That last one, and he does it. Okay. Vince, you do your drawing first.
The winner this week is Mark from Chicago. So, Mark, email me, vince@arcdelivery.com. I'll get back to you, set up delivery at your convenience free of charge.
And that's for the Crown Royal 2013 football box. The randomizer says Mike from Elgin wins the Upper Deck hockey box, which Vince from ERC Delivery will also deliver that if you email him. So Mike from Elgin wins the Upper Deck Hockey Box. Thanks to Wade Hampton of JSA. And don't forget, HugginsandScott.com. Auction ends December 11th. Have a great week, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.